too. Now I know Andrew's never gonna fucking talk to me though.
Because the net positive for all this for Cobra Tate is just going to be that he gets more fans.
Everybody wanted us to cover the Andrew Tate stuff. Because you be popping, heard you get it popping.
I walk into hell and the devil's like, oh, I'm gonna burn you. You can shit.
I find myself super funny.
I mean, I rate that he doesn't give a fuck about the devil. It's like, yeah, what the fuck are you gonna do? I'll burn you. I'm Andrew Tate.
The supreme douche nozzle that we're covering today creates imaginary fights with invisible people.
Dumbass motherfuckers who are fans of this, they follow this shit, they think he's base as fuck. This is an excellent summary by Mr. Tate. A lot of layers to this machination. Thanks for posting, respects. Tate hits the nail on the head once again. Bro, this is just so dumb, honestly.
Okay.
Bro, that's such Hall of Fame cap, bro. That has to be. That has to be Hall of Fame. There's no. I'm not gonna lie. I know he do be getting girls, but there's no way this man's able to. Bro, Hall of Fame cap.
That last one was as cool as I thought it was. There's so much to discuss when it comes to talking about Andrew Tate that...
Overall, what would you give Tate 1 to 10?
He for just, a man. He was gonna get an 8. He's down to at least a 7.
I made a video about Andrew Tate a couple weeks ago. If you haven't heard of him, honestly, I respect you.
It's just come to my attention that Andrew Tate, who you may remember from my video about the Alpha Male Club, that like insane business.
As far as Tate's concerned, like I fuck with a lot of what the hell Tate be saying, like especially the male empowerment type of shit. I mean, and he's like cracked the algorithm, he's cracked the code, but he knows how to.
Thank you.
thousand years atop Wudang Mountain. I remember every lived second. Life is competition. Competition is violence. In many modern forms of competition, we have attempted to water down the violent aspects, to replicate violence in the most sanitized way. We have full-grown men growing as large and strong as possible to put a ball in a net as opposed to hurting each other. But the sentiment is the same. It's a group of men at war with another, with one team being victors and the other being losers. The largest, strongest, most beautiful tree violently crushed the surrounding saplings in the quest for resource. Every time I see beauty, I see the struggle required to create it. When I see myself, I know the struggle lived to become who I am, to live as I do. The more sophisticated my understanding of the universe's state of constant war, the happier, more content, and peaceful I feel. You are meant to struggle. You are here to suffer. If you do neither of these things, you are either dead or invisible. If you want people to care who you are, become familiar with pain. If you do not struggle to become an exceptional man, you are nobody. And every female will prove to you, you may as well not exist. Evolution requires pain. While others complain they do not feel happy enough, I'm happy I'm struggling. I don't want to be happy. I want to be great. This is the beauty of life as I am. We are born valueless, and you either build yourself into a king or you fail. Atop Wudang, Cobra told me, Priest Master Xian Hui, how at peace he felt amongst the trees. He could feel life all around him. Sitting at the foot of the largest tree, he asked me, "When life is so beautiful, why do we fight?" My reply was simple. "Do you think the largest tree you sit beneath grew so tall amongst many if it didn't fight? Such is the way of Wudang, Teichin Kai."